This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, December 21st. God's word for you today is tuned in. Our scriptural reading is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 5. And it says, "You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. Who you currently are is not who you are, but who you have become. If twins are separated at birth, one is raised in Nigeria and the other in Tokyo. Even though they are twins, they will become completely different people because of how they have been cultured, curated. The truth is, the last time you were genuinely yourself was 1 second after you were born. After that, you have been conditioned and curated to become something else. However, while your mind and your personality have been conditioned, your spirit in the image of God is still pure, still in the image of God. So, the more you can engage in your spirit, grow in your spirit, and stay in touch with your spirit by the Holy Spirit, the more you are in touch with your real self. Job chapter 32 verse 8 says, "But there is a vital force, a spirit of intelligence in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives men understanding. The spirit man is so powerful. Therefore, we must remain in touch with the Holy Spirit by our spirit, and that is where faith comes in. In fact, faith is so central to the human that when faith in God is absent, humans will develop faith in other things and systems. Everybody will serve something. So, when faith in God is not present, people begin to fill it with other things. It is inevitable. There is really nothing like an atheist, because an atheist also believes in something. Everybody believes in something. Scientists believe in something. In fact, every law that is established starts as a theory first, and every theory, before it is established as a law, must be believed by whoever wants to establish it or whoever is researching it. So, every part of research first starts with the scientist believing that there is something more. Everybody believes something. Years ago, I had a conversation with one of my spiritual daughters that went something like this. "How are you doing?" She says, "Fine." "How are your daughters?" I asked. And she said, "They are fine." "How is your husband?" I asked. "He is busy," she responded. "He is busy? Service is just 2 hours." And she said, "Pastor, you do not understand. He is so hard working." I said to her, "Calm down. Everybody will serve something." She responded, "Pastor, he is such a good man. He is so hard working." I said, "God bless him. My regards to him." By the time what her husband was actually serving came out, she was a huge mess. Everybody is serving something. You are either actively serving God or inadvertently the devil will find something for you to serve. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I will serve no foreign God, nor any other treasure. You are my heart's desire, Spirit without measure. Unto your name I will bring my sacrifice." Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.